Austin, you got two other items that I didn't write down on the agenda, so.
Summer flounder and rock sea bass.
Summer flounder and black sea bass.
And the gentleman.
And the gentleman that wishes to be heard.
We don't have an evaluation for this. It's requested emergency regulation. And in fact, the regulation you have is not in emergency format, but it will be by the 28th. We're going to be asking for an effective date for the emergency of the 28th. And what this involves is on page 7 of 8, Dr. Fabrizio from VIMS has a research project that concerns putting tags in summer flounder. And I guess they're sonic tags. What kind of tags are they? Sonic tags? So they are a little bit different than just your bar tags or your anchor tags. And this went through the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board for the funding. And I think there was a little, by way of email, a little bit of confusion as exactly what was requested originally by Dr. Fabrizio. Staff provided a collection permit because there were two legs to this process. The first one was for fishermen, cooperating fishermen, to help tag the summer flounder. That's already been underway now for several days, from what I understand, and that's why we're asking for the emergency. The second part of the project is to collect those tags or fish with the tags. And the way the permits went out, the second collection permit was designed to have as many designated fishermen that VIMS wanted to have to go out and fish and collect the tags. What Dr. Fabrizio really is asking, we found out just a few days ago, is that anyone who happens to catch a summer flounder with one of these tags be exempt from the possession limit, just like we did for striped bass for Dr. Honig, and that then the tag can be recovered and given to VIMS. And as I said, probably if it hadn't been an email trail, we wouldn't need to be before you today, but we are concerned that we don't want to have Dr. Fabrizio miss on recaptures of these fish. So on page 7 of 8, it spells out the research exception such that anyone who catches an undersized flounder with the VIMS tag shall not be in violation, and also that this won't count towards their personal possession limit. And this seemed to have worked for Dr. Honig several years ago when you allowed this same type of situation.
What's the value of the return fish?
I'm not sure.
Louis, you got any idea?
Lally, I'm not yet.
Or Lally, sorry. I mean, it's worth enough they could call VIMS and not take the undersized fish home?
I think they can reuse the tag, and they'll also get more information from the tag if they have it paid.
Well, no, but my question is, I want to make it an incentive for them to call VIMS versus just a simple possess undersized flounder with tag in it.
I understand.
And
I don't think it should state that the tag should remain in the fish at all times. So they can.
I think it's $100 reward, something like that.
If it's the archival tags, it's $100. If it's just one of the double tag fish with the disc.
I think a sonic tag would be worth. Anyway, just be fine that for educational purposes.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to authorize somebody to keep undersized flounder that's worth $5. That's not quite cost effective. That's
right.
Paranoia. Another question, Rob. Do we need to also advertise a public hearing for this next month to continue this regulation? Or is this project going to be, it's not going to be over by then, is it?
It won't be over, no. So we'll need to have a public hearing.
All right. The first matter before the commission is the adoption of the emergency regulation. What's the pleasure of the commission?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the the advertisement for a public hearing. Jack, do you have any?
The ASMFC met last week, and during the meeting, the ASMFC staff informed the management boards that they have projected that the recreational harvest of black sea bass will nearly triple the coastwide quota that is set on black sea bass.
I'm still in flounder.
Okay, flounder's over.
My question is, we need to advertise for public hearing for that regulation.
That emergency.
I don't know. I thought you had a comment germane to that. Okay. So, Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I move to advertise public hearing for September for the research exemption and summer fund regulation.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Travis, thank you.
The ASMFC staff have projected that the recreational harvest of black sea bass along the Atlantic may be as high as triple the quota that is set for this year. Black sea bass is not managed on a state-by-state recreational quota like summer flounder is. It's a single coast-wide quota. But they did the projections in a number of ways just to see what they could come up with. And in every case, the quota is projected to be exceeded. There will be a conference call meeting of the board on September 1st. to consider what action to take, the likely action being that states will have to take emergency measures to close by the end of September. So rather than coming to you at the September meeting and asking you to adopt an emergency and then coming back in October and making it permanent, we ask that you just go ahead and authorize now a public hearing in September to close the recreational sea bass fishery. And by then we'll have the full report from ASMFC and can proceed along those lines.
Pleasure to the commission. Or any questions? Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I would move to request a September public hearing for closure of the recreational black sea bass.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Second, Mr. Tank. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.